The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And I have two co-hosts today. I have my favorite, of course, is Roger Henderson.
No, me? You're kidding.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. That means a lot to
be
your
favorite. I love you to pieces.
Oh, bless your heart. Appreciate yes. that.
And we have Wally Conway.
Happy to be number two.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You're number two. Wally's great.
But you it know, is. We, I love both of you.
But we were just talking just before the program started about your Facebook page for the radio program. And you haven't been doing this, what, 4 or 5 months now?
I'm on month six.
Month six. Okay. You know, half a year. And you're already at 10,000 followers.
Just that's shy of 10,000 followers. So I need everybody out there listening to go to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on Facebook and like my page.
Okay. And if you like it, then you have a greater likelihood, at least, you know, provided you're not talking about anything too political that Facebook doesn't like.
When you get to 10,000, you get a birthday card from Mark Zuckerberg.
Do I?
Yeah.
Huh. Can I? Oh. Okay, that's exciting.
I didn't know that. See, I'm learning all these new things, but that is a lot of people in 6 months.
Isn't something going to the Supreme Court on Facebook? And,
yes.
And, you know, it's a private company.
Right. We're talking about that today, but the question is Facebook more of a platform or are they a publisher? And if they are a publisher, legally, I guess they own your content. Am I correct? I'm not a lawyer.
In terms of service, they do, in fact. They do. Is my understanding.
Yes, I would think they do.
You've agreed to it.
Then
they whine about it.
Exactly. I think they do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, he does cut off a lot of political things.
But if they own it, then they have the right to do that. But if they are only a platform like your cell phone, then they don't have the right to say, I don't want Anita to call Roger or send him a text message. You know, I'm only going to let her go through to her liberal friends, for example.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the outcome of that. Mm-hmm. It really is, but...
And then here we blended, WBOB being the platform.
Right.
Anita being the content.
Okay.
She can bounce us out of here in a heartbeat.
That's right. You kick us out right now.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Okay.
My two favorite people. So, I want people to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate. Like it, like it, like it.
What are some of the things people see when they're on your Facebook
What's
page?
What's great about my page is not only do they get to see what's upcoming for the following week and who I'm going to interview, but I do a lot of real estate related things and just up to date things that's happening in the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
New restaurants, new commercial stuff going
and all
up.
That's real estate related because you know people like to live near nice restaurants.
Correct.
And they may be in the market to maybe get some investment property and rent to restaurant.
There's an article on there about the all the new commercial. We're having Sprouts move in over at Beach and Kernan.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps you up to date of what's happening here in Northeast Florida.
All right. Really good portal, good resource. The Anita Hiles Rapid Fire Radio fan page for Facebook. If you've got Facebook, go ahead and click that like and stay connected.
And
that
everybody
way.
Should have Facebook. It's just fun.
Everybody does. That's
it's just fun.
That's what's going on there.
I'm on it constantly.
That's cool.
Another thing, it was a good weekend. We had the Oktoberfest that Wally Conway was gracious enough to give us tickets to.
In public apology, I invite Nita and her team to join me at Oktoberfest up at the brewery. That was a wonderful event.
Okay.
And I had scheduled to be there between 6:30 and 7:30. And the lovely Anita and her team apparently arrived at 7:32 I was already on the way home.
Oh,
so,
no.
So I'm not the best.
Well, actually,
host.
We arrived at about 7:15. We just couldn't find you. And then finally, I went, you know, finally, it's like, okay, let's text him because it's getting late. And he was already in his car. And he was like, it's past my bedtime.
He's got stuff to do, people to see.
Yes.
Sorry.
And another thing, what else did you do anything fun this weekend?
The weekend, let me think. Looked at a football game. That was pretty disappointing. And
yeah, we got spanked, so we're not going to even talk about that.
Yeah, pretty much that, you know. But, you know, it's always fun to watch the games, even if we don't win.
It is. I tell you, from coming from Southern California and not having a team, and no, I didn't count the Chargers. They're down in San Diego. I'm talking about Orange County now. I know they did, but I'm talking about Orange County. You know, we didn't have our team after the Rams left. And yes, they were not the L.A. Rams. They were the Orange County Rams. But for whatever reason, they always call every team of ours L.A. So, you know, we didn't have a team. So moving here, I was so grateful to have a football stadium and a football team.
I'm just thrilled to death to have it. How has the presence of the Jaguars impacted real estate in your view?
Oh, it's definitely a plus, you know. I mean, those, not that I was looking for a football team to move into, you know, area to move into. But it does. It brings a lot, obviously, to Jacksonville and to our economy. So, yeah.
It's far more than the 53 players and the nice homes that they may or may not buy.
Got exactly.
All the staff and the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And
jobs.
And all of the things associated with running a, what is it, $3 billion business?
Right. People have suggested there have been companies that have moved to Jacksonville specifically because of the quality of life impact that having an NFL team in their city has.
And brings a lot of jobs.
And that increases everyone's
value.
Yeah, and
just having that value, and it brings other things there, other events.
Look at Fanatics. Yeah. Fanatics came out of the ground in 94 when the Jaguars came out of the ground, and that is now a billion-dollar company based right here in Jacksonville, sending sports apparel I think everywhere. All over the world, certainly all over the country.
Yes.
$1 billion. Zero to a billion.
Right.
So, frankly, what they've built at Fanatics is almost the same value as the Jags itself.
It's time for our hot properties in Northeast Florida. And I have a listing at 2223 Mescalero. It's a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, 1,718 square feet. It is beautiful. It has a lake view, completely renovated. $287,900. You've got to see this house to believe it. It's absolutely gorgeous. I've got 4850 Mariners Point. Five bedrooms, three bathrooms. This is a pool home.
It's nice.
Just shy of 3,000 square feet. And this house, oh my God. It has two master bedrooms. Actually, I think it's got three, but one's upstairs and there's another master downstairs. So great if you have, you know, grandma moving in or an extended family or the nanny. It's a great home. And that is $379,900.
Okay.
And we have a beautiful home on the water in Palm Coast at 67 Island Estate Parkway. In a gated community, waterfront, six bedrooms, five bathrooms. It is 1.188. So 1.1 nice. Million.
Okay.
Absolutely gorgeous. So you need to call me. You can always find me at Realty Executive Oceanside or at anitahiles.com. We've got great deals for you. And we're looking for more buyers and sellers. So it's very important that you come on out and, give us a call so we can be of great service to you.
Those sound like really, really nice homes. But maybe Palm Coast is not your cup of tea. Maybe you want to live in one of the new high rises downtown. You can help them with that. The beaches, anywhere.
Anything. New construction.
Right. New
old construction.
Okay.
Buyers, sellers.
Custom homes.
Yes.
Buyers. Is there a dock in that Palm Coast home? I'll be down there later today.
Okay. Wally's moving to Palm Coast.
There you go. No, Wally has a great home. He loves that privacy. And everyone's been waiting to hear from Aaron Bean, our senator. Mr. Aaron Bean is in the house. When we come back, we will talk with him on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
We're all gonna rock to the rules that I make. I wanna be elected.
I love it. Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I am just so pleased to have Senator Aaron Bean from Florida's 4th District in the House today. And Aaron Bean, to tell you a little bit about him, he's been around a little while and has been on just about every committee. Aaron Bean was first elected to the Florida Senate in 2012, and he is currently serving as the chair of Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities Committee. And prior to the Florida Senate, Aaron served 8 years in the Florida House of Representatives. And he has been voted, actually before that, he was mayor of and commissioner of the city of Fernandina Beach. And he was also named best of the best for the Fernandina Beach News Leader. He's also been named Legislator of the Year. And in 2017, Child Advocate of the Year. That's pretty impressive. And he is currently serving as president of Compass Bank in Nassau County for over 11 years. And I can continue to go on and on. Part of the Rotary for 26 years. I am proud to have you here today. And we're going to learn more about Aaron Bean. And surprisingly, you've also been a realtor. So that is impressive all the way around from the beginning. So how are you? Welcome.
Anita, it is great to be here. First of all, your studio is much larger than I ever thought. The new TVs, I think there was some renovation. Nice. Roger must have taken care of that.
We're preparing for the possibility of, you know, disaster weather, and we want to create like a weather center here in the same talk studio we're in right now. So,
and I know Ed Dean has to have everything up to date of what's going on in the morning.
Well, today was the first day they had all the monitors in, and he kept looking up a whole lot. So keeping an eye on what's going on. Yeah.
It's very nice. And you got Wally Conway here.
Yeah. The guy, I have Wally Conway here.
The guy with a face for radio. He is everywhere and all over the place. I'm a big Wally Conway fan. So the bio that you have, I think it may be a couple of years old. I'm no longer with Compass Bank. I'm working for UF Health. I work for UF Health as a community relations development officer.
Oh, great.
And that's gone well. And but yes, I am in the Senate and working hard. Or Northeast Florida.
Yeah, people don't realize this, guys. Well, yeah, you sure do, I'm sure, that being a member of the legislature is not, for the, at the state level, is not a full-time job. So you've got another career going on top of everything, right?
Part-time job. The salary is shocking to most. It's $28,900.
That's it?
So it's part-time. It's full-time work, part-time. So most people in the legislature have another job. If they have a family.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
It's $6-7 an hour.
Minimum wage, right?
I think we would, that would be, it's a lot less
We can
than that,
probably get you a job at Amazon, right?
Somewhere.
Well, Bernie Sanders is trying
$15 an hour.
Get your minimum wage increased. Maybe that'll apply to senators for the state of Florida, right?
Who knows? Who knows? But you know what, Anita, you mentioned something else. I did sell real estate. I have a real estate license. I was a broker at one time. And I remember going back in the days when we were selling real estate. It was tight. And so I was substitute teaching because I needed it to know that I was going to have at least a couple $100 for the week to be able to pay our mortgage, to pay the diapers and everything. So I had to have that. And then, boy, when you made a sale, it was the most exciting thing ever to bring a buyer and seller together. And
it was very, it's very rewarding.
And it still is for you now. It's that we were talking earlier. Your team is just rocking right now.
They are. Over. I am so proud of them. And we do have an office out in Fernandina because of all the growth out there. I love driving out there. For one, I love to go to Amelia Island. When I needed just a quick weekend, I love going out there because I feel like I'm miles away. But my last tour over there, when I took a drive, I could not believe all the construction going on, all the growth. And I know you had a lot to do with that. You went toe-to-toe with a developer, and you saved your community a lot of money on taxes, if I'm not mistaken. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was the former mayor. I mean, the struggle as a local official really is to keep it nice, to set up guidelines and to enforce zoning laws and to make sure it's a nice place. Everybody wants to move in and build everything out, but to keep it, I guess, a nice community, Fernandina Beach, Nassau County. I know we had talked about the wildlife development, which is going to be, a big plus for all of Northeast Florida. And currently Nassau County and wildlife officials are disagreeing on some things. I'm working hard on bringing them together. I think there's going to be a happy ending down the road. There's a couple of meetings coming up where I believe both sides will come together and work things out to the benefit of the taxpayers as well as future residents of Northeast Florida.
And that, if I'm not mistaken, is bringing a lot of new schools, parks, and you're looking at probably 24,000 residents. This is over a long period of time. 11 million square feet of non-residential use, including office, light, industrial, and commercial. But this is over a long, many years.
It's like a mini Nocatee, if you're familiar. I mean, it's going to be a city in itself. There's already a school. What's mind-blowing about the wildlife development is one of the first things that was built is an elementary school. Wildlight Elementary, before the first house is out of the ground, the school is filled. 600 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
They're already full.
Forward thinking.
Yeah, that's
brilliant strategy to get the community on your side.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and you did a great job with that. And I know it's ongoing, the struggle, but you seem to to have done a great job. And from what I understand, they were trying to get out of paying, what, $50 million?
Well, it's really still a source of debate of the two sides of who's paying for what. I've helped Nassau County, the county commission, in trying to bring both sides to the table. So it's ongoing as we speak right now. But next month, there's some key meetings. I believe both sides are going to come together, and I'm an optimist. I expect a happy ending.
Well, I tell you, if people haven't driven out there, they really need to go up and take a look, because a lot's happening in Nassau County right now. A lot of growth. I know we're happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
As realtors.
I remember a time before Senator Bean, before Representative Bean, before Mayor Bean, was Realtor Bean. And I've got to ask you this question, putting on your hindsight real estate professional hat. $99,000 for a cottage on the oceanfront in Fernandina. If you bumped it up a little bit, $125,000 for an oceanfront home in Fernandina. Wouldn't our worlds be different had you scarfed up a few of those and made that recommendation to me? There, I'm out there crawling on my belly in the sand in Fernandina, inspecting houses. And all along, you had listings at $100,000 on the oceanfront, and I got like nothing for a tip. I don't understand
about that. We were talking earlier about just seeing prices, houses that I listed a long time ago, houses that we've all lived in now, of what they're selling for. Prices are just skyrocketing.
That $99,000 cottage on the ocean then is priced roughly now what?
Just that one, and it truly was a shack. It would be $900,000 to $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is tremendous.
Yeah. The dirt alone.
Huh.
The it dirt is. Alone.
My first house that I bought in 92, $38,000. And never thought I would live in it. Of course, I got married. I told my wife we'll never live there. And, of course, I carried her across the threshold. That's our new house, honey. And, but we had to sell that one to get to the next one. We had to sell that one to get to the next one. And but that first house, that $38,000 house, I think just sold for just under $300,000. 250. I mean, it's just pretty amazing. I have no part of it. I'm just
for a guy making $6 an hour as a state senator. That's an incredible,
you guys are
incredible feat.
You guys are generous. Anita, it's rapid fire here. I had no idea how the questions would come at me rapid fire.
Exactly.
We're the rock star in the room right now. We have a state senator.
I do have a question. I was looking at some of your goals, and you have some, which we're going to talk a little bit about each of them, but you're very interested in creating jobs that become careers. Job enticing new businesses to the area. Explain how you plan on doing this.
Well, it's creating programs, I guess, working with the schools and creating vocational ed programs. In Nassau County, we created a joint use facility that's really doing well right now, a joint use facility that our high school uses, and also high school uses during the day, but our Florida State College at Jacksonville uses at night, that teaches a variety of different skills
and trade
to kids and young adults, so they can move forward with a job. Companies right now, and Wally knows this too, we talked about it earlier, they're looking for talent. They're looking for people who can fill jobs, and that's what's becoming scarce now.
They call it workforce development. What are some of the areas that you think that the companies that are either considering or here already need the most for someone interested in going back to school?
It is literally all across the board, all across the board. We did a bill this past year that I'm excited about, really to help veterans.
Okay.
That if you've been a plumber in the Army for however long, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you get out of the Army, should you have to start all over because the state of Florida doesn't recognize that you're have any skills in plumbing. And so we tried to fix that and took some steps to say state of Florida recognize experience and credentials from the military in a variety of things, whether it's fixing an air conditioning or plumbing or electric.
Yeah, I was surprised when I first heard that was not the case, because, you're trained for areas and you're doing it to defend the country at the highest level of skill and expertise. But then when you go to civilian life, none of that experience, I guess, up until this law, was it passed?
It was passed.
Okay,
we made
good.
Great strides in it.
Good.
Nice
good.
Job.
Good.
That's fantastic. That is awesome because my son is in the military, so I'm excited about that. Stay with us and give us a call on 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And let's ask Aaron Bean some hard questions. I'm excited to have you here, sir. And stay tuned. We'll be right back on WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says America takes the disappearance of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi very seriously. Pompeo made those comments to journalists after he left Turkey today during a quick visit, including a talk with the President Erdogan there. Pompeo said Erdogan made clear that the Saudis had cooperated in the investigation so far and that the Turks are engaged in and going to share the information as well. President Trump says he senses voter optimism, rivaling the 2016 presidential election heading into the midterms next month. In an interview with the Associated Press, the president argues his campaigning has helped GOP candidates in various states around the country. In fact, he'll be heading to western states tomorrow. The campaign in three different states hoping to bolster GOP turnout. First Lady Melania Trump's plane was forced to return to Washington today because of smoke in the cabin, temporarily delaying her trip to a Philadelphia hospital. This is SRN News.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There is no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Jesus said in Matthew 19:24, "Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Now, do you think that this means that rich people will be excluded from heaven? If you believe that, then you must believe that Jesus died for poor sinners only. Remember that 1 Timothy 6 says that it is the love of money, not money itself. Believe me, I have seen plenty of cases where money does become one's God, but I have seen so many where money becomes God's instrument for the kingdom.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River. So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
You gotta fight!
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at anitahiles.com. And we are here with Senator Aaron Bean, and we're talking about all kinds of issues. What is the one thing that's really special to your heart that you fight for or that you're part of?
Kids. Love kids. We've done a handful of kids that are in the welfare system that Don't have anybody else fighting for them. I love doing bills. We've done a handful of bills for kids, people in dependent care. We helped a program of 2 years ago for foster care kids. Foster care kids, you know, if you're a regular kid, you just take it for granted that you're going to get a driver's license. For a foster care kid, it's Mount Everest to climb sometimes. You don't have any financial support. You've got insurance. No one can take you to get your license, and often money is an issue.
Right.
I remember meeting with a 23-year-old young man who was a foster care kid who never got his driver's license, never learned to drive. No one ever took time to teach him. So we did a bill to allow a supplement that kids in the foster in the welfare system, foster care, can get a little extra to help cover the cost of their insurance for that foster care family.
And it's an economic issue for these young people, being able to get to work or get to school. You know, they're kind of restricted if they don't have the ability to get around.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about adoption. You talked about children, and I understand it's, I've never pursued it personally, but it's tremendously expensive to, look into adopting a child. Are there any initiatives to look at that and maybe make it more affordable for families?
There's not, but this is the start mm-hmm. of how a bill literally becomes a law. Mm-hmm. Is somebody saying there's got to be a better way, or there's a problem here, mm-hmm. And it's meeting with your delegation member or somebody to grab somebody's attention and say, can you look at this? Can we look at this? We have staff, we have committee staff that can examine the problems of where we are, and then go to work. Just last week, I met with a group called Canine United, which brought the attention of, it's a horrible story of Fang,
yes.
who's a canine dog with JSO mm-hmm. that was murdered right. in the line of duty. And the penalty for murdering a canine in the line of duty of a police dog is only a third degree felony, which is only 5 years in prison.
Comparable to what other crimes would be third degree felonies?
I don't even know. I don't even know right now. But is that enough? I mean, that's just horrible. I mean, Fang was executed. There was no doubt about it. How it went down.
Just and discharging a weapon in and of itself is bad.
Is a crime. That's a crime as well. And the as we've researched that, many people haven't been prosecuted on murdering a canine. A law enforcement canine, because you're right, Roger, there's always a commission of another crime that's hard, but mm-hmm. we are committed to standing with law enforcement. And so working with Canines United, we are going to launch a bill next year and next
that's
year's session to raise the penalty to a second degree felony, which
I think
would
that's
be,
fantastic.
Which would be 10 years in prison.
Of course,
if,
you know,
convicted.
My background in law enforcement, and people don't realize how much, not only do we get attached, but a lot of money is invested in that. They don't realize how much the dog is and how much training goes on and just the whole cost factor alone. Mm-hmm. That's a big loss for not only for his partner, for the love and companionship mm-hmm. that it offers, but also to the community. It's a financial loss.
In St. John's County, there's also K-9 for Warriors. Our
yes.
good friend Roy Diamond is leading. If you haven't been there, it is mind-boggling how big it is. This is a group that really goes around the Southeast, gets dogs that are in kennels and that are set to be euthanized, get these dogs, train them, as you say, train
yes.
them, and then match them with our veterans who are suffering from
that.
PTSD or other types of illnesses, and it is working. It is working, getting them off meds, getting them out of the house. And it's just a very heartwarming story. Those are the types of things that I love being involved with that really make a difference in people's lives.
The Canines for Warriors just get that Women's Center out in Ocala. It was a very, very large donation mm-hmm. of acreage and homes and buildings that they're using specifically for rehabilitation for female veterans. Pretty neat.
Fantastic.
And we have a caller. Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Hi, Anita. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I was calling in for, to ask Senator Bean a quick question, if I could.
Yes.
Senator Bean, how are you today?
Hello. Tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. My name is Jane.
Jane, go right ahead, Jane.
I noticed affordable health care for families, children, and seniors is one of your campaign highlights. Can you explain to me from a state level how you propose this change?
Well, two years ago, we launched a bill that would say federal government, give us the Medicaid money that you're giving other states. That would make a tremendous difference, but do it in a way that brings free market forces to Florida, where people get to use that money to purchase their own policy rather than be put on a government type of program. I think the market forces are a great way to make healthcare accessible and affordable. That bill passed the Florida Senate. It did not pass the Florida House. But any way that we can use consumer choice and competition, those are the key things that are going to make a difference in Floridians' access to healthcare. This past year, a bill was passed to allow doctors to have a practice without getting certified by the insurance industry, by the OIR, which is a division of Florida that puts a lot of red tape on a doctor's practice.
Oh, wow.
We have broken that free, where a doctor can offer his services or her services for cash. And we think that's going to, again, bring competition and choice to the marketplace.
Very good. Did that answer your question?
It really does. Thank you so much.
Jane, thanks for listening, Jane.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Well, that was a good question.
It was. You know, yeah. Interestingly, healthcare is the one area where the actual customer very often doesn't have any say on who they want to use. You know, that's determined often by the insurance carrier, that's picked by the employer. If we did grocery shopping that way, you know, the only reason why we accept it, you know, imagine if in order to buy groceries, because of the cost prohibitive the nature of it, you had to go to where the employer decided you would be using, and you can't go to Publix, you got to go to, you know, another one, maybe all whatever the one is, Aldi's or whatever it might be. Great, and your job is just be grateful that you've got, you know, food coverage as an employee benefit, and things where the consumer can make choices themselves. I think that drives competition and makes it more affordable. And then it also gives incentives to the healthcare providers to be as innovative as they can to be better, you know?
Exactly. Especially like you said, you know, you hold the children close to your heart. And this here, there's a lot of people that don't have, and this gives them the opportunity of perhaps being able to afford to go in to get their to get checked out.
We've got a challenge in our health system, though, and the analogy that I've given, if I know that Wally is going to be paying for dinner when he takes me for dinner, I'm going to order
as much
as I can, but if I know I'm going to pay for it, then I'm going to be much more frugal, and when there's an insurance company paying mm-hmm. for it, the consumer isn't as cost conscious as they need to be, as if it were their own money. We've right. got to figure out a way to harness that, and that's why we want to bring free market and choice into the marketplace as a way of controlling costs.
I have a real estate question for you as it relates to our money. Amendment 1 coming up to expand homestead exemption, another $25,000 exemption. I've understood that locally that impact could be as much as a loss of $28 million. What is the balance between not wanting to pay any more and the impact on services overall as we look locally and across the state if that amendment were to pass?
Well, that is a great question, a real estate question. Any homeowner knows how they value their homestead exemption. If you talk to somebody who thinks they pay too much in taxes, they're going to say we do need an increase in our homestead exemption. It's been many, many years since it's increased. As we've talked about, real estate values have skyrocketed now. If you talk to somebody in local government, because the bulk of that money goes to local governments,
right.
They're going to say, wait a minute, this is our bread and butter money. This is how we provide the services to them. I have already voted for this in the Florida legislature. I think it is time to have an additional levy of protection for the homeowners in the state of Florida. The latest polls show that's an iffy if the state of Florida is going to
purchase
it right now. Yeah. It is. It takes 60% of all the amendments, 60%. And right now, there's lots of iffy things that are out there to be settled, from our governor to our cabinet races to all the amendments that are out there as well.
Which makes it exciting.
Well, the bottom line, though, your vote counts. And I know you
absolutely
appreciate Roger and Ed Dean talk about that every morning. Your vote counts.
Yes.
It truly does.
It does. It's going to make a difference. Every single one of them. Give us a call at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And we'll be right back on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Make sure you go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like my page. I'd really appreciate it. And we have Kathy on the line. Kathy, I'm sure you have a question for Senator Aaron Bean.
I do. Hello, Anita. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. So, Senator Bean, this is Kathy. I have a question for you.
Go ahead, Kathy. What do you got?
Yes. I attended the forum last week sponsored by the Jimenez Law Firm. And one of your opponents mentioned eliminating the corporation tax benefits. So what are your thoughts regarding eliminating the tax relief for corporations versus enticing the corporations to the area with tax benefits to create jobs?
Well, that's a great question, and thanks for coming to the Hispanic Caucus, right? The Hispanic Caucus Forum, the Jimenez Laws Firm, did a great job. We were
they
at Havana Jacks. It was a rocking place. So we have a handful of tax credits. By the way, we've cut under Rick Scott, Governor Scott, and the Florida legislature, almost a little over $1 billion in tax relief. And that is rocking
people fantastic.
To come to Florida. They're buying Anita's listings because people are coming to Florida because there's jobs here. I would oppose. I will not vote for raising taxes nor eliminating our current structure of some of the incentives that we have now. We have some of the, and I think what my opponent was talking about, some tax credits that companies can give or educational scholarships. They can give to the handful of programs that we have that gives kids a chance to go to schools they might not otherwise get to go to. It's a win for the company. It's a win for people that want choice in education. And so I favor that. I think it's working. Kathy, what do you think? Do you like it or you don't like it? Or what are your thoughts?
No, I said, I think that was a great answer. I do support what you are implying and would like to do.
Okay, Kathy, we're on the same team. It's working, and there are people that are running for office that are saying not only I didn't want to talk about politics, I guess that's what we're here to talk about, but others that say we need to eliminate and raise corporate taxes. And so if we do that, people have a choice. I just saw a meme about California. The sign leaving California, now leaving California, sorry you're leaving, was it something that we taxed, is the sign right there.
That's why I left.
As a Republican, you know, and our state is among the purplest of all states, and it's from people that, as a Republican, I worry about people leaving these high tax states like Illinois, especially New York. They're coming here, and they're fleeing the high tax areas, but yet they are continuing to vote. And so we have to work as a on my side of the aisle, work to earn their vote, to say there's a better way. We don't have to tax. We're roughly half the size, the same population as New York. We're half the budget. And so we think we're in a good spot right now. Why Florida is among the states people want to move to, people want to expand a business or locate a business here.
Yes. A lot of reasons why I moved here. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Kathy. And don't forget to like my Facebook page.
Anita, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
See you, Kathy. Anita, tell us, you're on the verge of 10,000 likes on Facebook. Is there a secret there?
There is a secret. There is a secret to it. And it's in fact, Facebook will, when you go to do an ad, if you have too many words on it, they'll let you know that it's not going to hit that many of the audience out there. So you've got to have literally almost nothing written on there, just to the point. And more people will end up clicking on it. And I thought it was hogwash, but it is not. It really does work. And so that's how I do a lot of boosting on Facebook and really pushing my show. And we've been trying to get really good people, Roger and I. We've had some people from HGTV and TLC. And so we're trying to, we have a lot of emails out there to people like Dave Ramsey and a lot of people from HGTV. We're hoping that we can even if we can capture them for a few minutes of their time, it brings a lot of value to the show and people like yourself. So we're really excited. I'm very excited about the new show here and being part of WBOB. Yeah, it's fun.
If likes were votes, Anita, you could have a seat in the legislature.
I could,
just
but I'm going to leave
no
all of that to Aaron Bean because he's doing such a fantastic job. And we're almost winding down here. We've talked a little bit about cutting taxes. We just got finished talking a little bit about cutting taxes and corporate tax taxation.
My favorite tax story is a prospect. In fact, it's a friend of ours that moved here from New Jersey. Told the story of what she was looking for a house, and she's looking for a house, and it, ironically, it was in Yulee, and she said, "Okay, I think I can afford it." It's a very modest house, $275,000. It's a three bedroom, two bath, roughly 1,800 square feet, and she goes, "Okay, I think this is the one, but I have to ask, what are the property taxes?" And her realtor tells her they are $2,300. And she goes, "Okay, so I will pay the government $2,300 every month." And because she comes from New Jersey, and that's what you do in New Jersey, and the realtor shocked her. No, that's just a one-time
fee. That's a one-time
year.
Fee.
She said, "Oh, my gosh, sold. I'm buying it." So that is other states. We have no idea what other states are taxing
out there. It's expensive. And not only that, but, you know, I was so excited to go to the Department of Motor Vehicle here. I mean, I love going. People complain here. It's like, no.
Excited to go to the DMV. Do you have Baker Act authority?
No, seriously. In California, it's an 8-hour wait. It's 8 hours, and they don't even give it to you. You have to wait for it. And when you go to register your car, it is literally a house payment. So, you know, when I go register my car, it is so cheap. I just love going. Compared to what I had before, it is amazing and fantastic. I'll take it every day of the week. So, yeah, we have a lot to offer here.
First time I've ever heard that. I love going to the DMV. That's interesting.
It's clean. You should go to ours. Yes. Thank God they don't serve lunch, right? I would go every day for lunch. There you go. What else would you like to tell our listeners? Because we are rounding it up. We're almost done here.
So right now it's election season. Everybody's out in the legislature trying to get reelected, as am I, and others are doing the same. The people who are going to be representing Duval County will meet as a delegation. We have an official delegation hearing that will be probably in December. It'll be in December. In fact, we're working on that date right now at City Hall, where it's an open forum where anybody that has an idea that should be a law or an idea where the state should spend money can come. You'll get 3 minutes to speak, and then the committees will start in Tallahassee in December as well, and then our legislative session will kick off the second week of March, the second Tuesday of March, and that's when the governor, whoever it will be, we don't know yet, will give a state of the state, and our 60-day legislative session will commence.
Which is a great thing to go do. I've done that 20-some years now, I believe. Go visit and watch your legislators in action.
I would love to do that.
Contribute and tell them what's on your mind and hear what's on their mind. And I'll flatter you. You are always prepared on real estate-related events, property issues, real estate profession-type issues, every single year.
Economic issues, yes.
Always prepared and ready to go and always standing up for the homeowner, the property owner, and the real estate professionals. You've done a great job at that.
Wally, I appreciate that very much. Don't forget home inspectors. Home inspectors as well. I love realtors, and one of my favorite talks is when the Jacksonville Board of Realtors invites me to come out. It's a rock show.
Y'all
pack out the Marriott, and it's always a great time. I appreciate y'all do what you do. Your listeners don't know how much you and Wally volunteer in the community of all you did. How many meals did y'all fix for the needy, I guess? That was
They did a lot.
75,000 meals that you packed.
And I packed some more this weekend, actually, with Tomas Jimenez over at Bishop Kennedy. He called me, needed an extra hand, so I went over there, and we packed more food for our local Jacksonville kids.
Very good. Well, thank you for what you're doing. Next time, hopefully, if you'll have me back, I want to ask you some rapid-fire questions, how you're marketing yourself, because you're selling houses, you're listing houses, you're putting buyers and sellers together. There's a secret there. You're getting them inspected by Wally Conway with an 18-month inspection guarantee, which is a big deal as well. So
you know
thank
it.
You. Thank you for letting me be a part of the show.
Thank you. And we encourage and tell everybody, you got to vote to make a difference. And I believe next week starts the
early voting.
Early voting.
Yeah.
And I always do the early voting.
Me too.
We didn't have that either in California. I think that's amazing that you can go early and get it out of the way. And in case there's a rush election day.
Go often.
Go early, go often. I love you, Wally. What would I do without you? But thank you so much, sir. It was a pleasure having you today.
Thank you, Wally.
And I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside and at AnitaHiles.com. And please go to my Facebook page. We'll see you all next week, when we will have Mr. Overton here, who is going for our appraiser. So join us next week on W.